Good morning. Look at the close of the US markets. Now, we did see a late run of heavy buying coming into the US markets towards the end of trade. The Dow ending up by 57 points and the Nasdaq up by 35 points. The Dow at another record high, boosted by the fact that we had good gains and money coming back into the technology sector today, also into the healthcare sector and the energy sector. If we have a look at what happened early in trade, we had low volumes and the markets were negative. And that was after the news came through of the terror attack in New York. Once we knew there was no fatalities and the scene seemed to be under control, we did see the market starting to regain momentum. Now, if we have a look at why we had so many moves coming into the technology sector, there's a lot of talk in the markets about takeover challenges in this sector yet again. We had Twitter up around 4%, Snap up by 5%, and also gains coming through in the larger technology stocks today. We had Apple announcing that they had decided to buy the music recognition software company Shazam, and it's said to have been around a deal worth $400 million. There's still no firm information on that, but they have confirmed they're interested in purchasing the company. We saw Apple shares up around 2% on the back of this news at the end of trade. Disney putting on some good ground yet again. It does look like they're very close to signing an agreement for some of those Fox TV and also film assets that they look to acquire. And we did have also Merck coming out and saying they've signed a new global agreement for a distribution partner, which helped their share price in the overnight session. Now, the energy sector was helped by the fact that the oil price is just below $60 a barrel at the moment. We've got Brent crude up there at a two-year high. The oil price at present at $57.99 a barrel, and that added to the joy in the energy sector. If we have a look at the gold price, it sold off as the session went on. Gold now down around $4 an ounce to $1,244 an ounce. The Australian market today, well, we're set for a 17-point gain at the start of trade. Now, overnight, we heard that the ANZ Bank has decided to sell their Australian insurance business to Zurich. They were said to be selling that asset for $2.14 billion, and we'll wait for more information on that throughout the session. And lastly, the Australian dollar at 75.30 US cents.